I'm back with another episode. I don't remember the last time I recorded. I don't remember the last thing I talked about. But I'm back. And I want to spend time talking about this Toni Morrison documentary called The Pieces I Am that was released in limited theaters throughout the nation. I live near New York, so I'm very lucky that I'm able to see these limited releases. So I went to see it the first day that it came out on the 21st. And let me just tell you, sometimes I feel bad because I feel very late to the Toni Morrison train. I mean, I literally just began to gain a true appreciation for her as an author, as a creative, as a revolutionary, as all those things. But this documentary allowed me to understand who she is as a woman, as a mother, as a professor, you know, and as a writer in general. And first, I'm going to tell you guys, like, if you have an opportunity or you have access to be able to see this movie or this documentary, I highly, highly recommend it. You'll leave out of there feeling so ridiculously inspired, so proud to be a woman, so proud to be black. I mean, she's everything, and I'm just grateful that I was able to discover her when I did, even though it's late as hell. I'm grateful that I have discovered this woman that's always been around. You know, my eyes are finally open, you know, my ears are open, my nose is open, my heart is open, and I'm just excited about reading the rest of her works. I've gotten through 2 books so far. I haven't gotten through 2 books. I've gotten through 1.5 books because I'm in the middle of reading The Bluest Eye, so, which was her first book that she wrote when she turned 39. But just learning who she is as a woman, specifically as a black woman, you know, she's so, you know, unapologetically black. I don't even know if I should use that word. I want to say she is, like, obviously when you see her, the first thing you see about her is the fact that she's a black woman, right? And so she of course she's, you know, you're going to notice that about her. You're going to be able to describe her in that way. You know, of course she's going to exude blackness by the mere fact that she's black. But it's this intention, right? It's this intention that she has. She's deliberately black. You know what I mean? There's no shying away. I'm going to be really specifically, consciously, intentionally, deliberately, find all the synonyms, you know, black. And she made sure that all her writings, all her works, everything was drenched in it. Drenched. You couldn't deny it. You couldn't deny it at all. And I know that she said, you know, one of the things that she said as an author, like, her number one goal was to separate herself from the white gaze, right? To write a book about black people for black people. Our point of view without the gaze of a white character, without understanding their perspective or gaining the perspective, without caring about their perspective. And I can appreciate that because honestly, like, growing up in America, you're inundated with the white perspective. You know, you're so influenced by it in ways that you don't even realize you are. You can't escape it. So when you read her books, it's an escape from that. It's a breath of fresh air. It's a relief. It's books that just, you know, back then, especially when she was writing them, that just weren't being written. And so she decided to just write it herself. That's what she said. She wanted to read a book that wasn't out there. So she decided to write it herself. And, you know, I'm just so inspired by her. I just hope that, I just hope that I'm able to be half the woman that she is. And I don't just mean in her accomplishments. I mean just in who she is. Her essence. Highly intelligent. Highly intelligent. Just always, just her mind. It's like a, it's just, it's the next level. The way she thinks, the way she analyzes things, everything that comes out of her mouth is profound. Everything. You know, she's very involved in this documentary, and everything she says, you find yourself doing, wow, like, wow. You know, I found myself doing that a lot. And the documentary is 2 hours long, and, it's just, for me, it was a breath of fresh air, given the other documentaries that have come out recently, and they're very heavy and serious, and, you know, you feel a wide range of emotions, and in this documentary, you feel that too, but they're different. You know, you feel there's inspiration, and you feel motivated. You leave out of there wanting to just, you know what I mean, just contribute to the cause, to the Black cause, in whatever way that you can do it. You know, one of the things that really sat with me was that she said that she wanted to contribute to the cause in the way that she could, you know. And I always say, when it comes to activism, when it comes to like issues specifically in the Black community, that everyone plays a certain role. Everyone doesn't do the same thing. Everyone's not going to go out there marching. Everyone's not going to be in politics. Everyone's not going to be an educator. Everyone's not going to, you know, do grassroots fundraising or think tanks and things like that. Everyone plays their own role in some way. And her role was in literature. And she didn't just write books. She was an editor. And she helped get books published, like Muhammad Ali's book, you know, Angela Davis's book. She played a very integral role in getting the Black story out there and getting the Black narrative heard and respected and taken serious. And, so, yeah, if there's anything you do this summer, any movie, I know Spider-Man came out tonight or last night. I know The Lion King's about to come out. Those are fun to watch. I'm going to watch those. But if you get a chance, please, please do yourself this service and go see Toni Morrison's documentary. You will walk out of that feeling like you want to just, you know, change the world, challenge your mind into thinking in ways in which you may never have thought. And confidence, I felt confident walking out of there, because a lot of things that she was saying I have thought or I have said, and I'm like, wow, like I've said that, and Toni Morrison saying that, like, whoa. Like, for me personally, it made me really in a weird way, it validated me to myself, because I deal with imposter syndrome, where you feel like, you know, I like to write a lot of things and share my thoughts, and then I share them and I'm like, well, who cares? Like, who really cares what I have to say? Like, you know what I mean? Like no one cares. I say it to myself all the time, and I still share it. So that helped me combat that. I walked out of that believing in myself and knowing that I'm on the right track with my thought process, because this brilliant woman is sitting here saying some things that I myself have thought and said. And she was able to convey them in a way that reached millions of people, and it made me want to do the same. So that's my inspiration that I got out of it. I would love for you guys to go see the movie and then share your thoughts on it, and let me know what was sparked inside of you when you saw this documentary. But like I said, I highly recommend it. Toni Morrison's Pieces That I Am, or Pieces I Am. Oh, that's horrible. I think it's Pieces I Am. Her documentary about her life and her career. One of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Highly recommend it. So that was just my off-the-cuff remarks. I probably should have been more organized. I probably would be able to do more justice with my review if I didn't just decide the second to record this. But you know, sometimes the best things get said spontaneously. So please, 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 please go see this documentary. Yeah, so until next time.